This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with your Daily Buzz on Cozy. Scientists say glitter is potentially dangerous to the environment and should be banned. Problem is pollution. A lot of glitter is made with microbeads of plastic that eventually get washed down the drain, pass through the water processing plants, and make it into oceans and lakes. That's where they say it can be eaten by fish. I've directed our kids play for many years at the church. One year after covering stars with silver glitter, one which carried by tiny hands would spread it from one end of the church to the other, a glitter ban was imposed. Not even the best vacuum can suck that stuff up either. So Brock's, the candy maker, thinks we need fruitcake-flavored candy. In addition to Brock's Christmas nougats, candies with Christmas trees on them, now with fruitcake flavor. One reviewer said, I can't help but wonder who's really going to buy this. But if you're that person, they're on sale exclusively at Walgreens through the end of the year. Woman was stopped at the border in El Paso last week after border agents found 227 pounds of contraband under her floor mats. She was smuggling Mexican bologna into the country. It's banned because of the potential to introduce foreign disease into the U.S. She was fined, and the bologna was confiscated. Authorities believe she was operating as a mule for one of the notorious Mexican lunch meat cartels. Maybe you've heard of the Los Quiznos. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. I'm going to say 75% or more of our knucklehead stories come out of Florida. And only in Florida would police find a drunken possum in a liquor store. Walton Beach, Florida police report the animal was found on a shelf next to a broken dry bottle of bourbon, and it was acting rather strange. They caught the animal, took it to the sanctuary where it was sobered up and released. Meanwhile, another dog shoots man story. Hunting dog stepped on a loaded 12-gauge on the ground in Iowa, fired birdshot pellets into the back of a hunter 20 yards away. The pheasant hunter was transported to the hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. How embarrassing. Here are a few random facts. Stan Lee put a hyphen in the name Spider-Man because he didn't want people confusing him with Superman. When the Hindenburg crashed in 1937, 62 of the 97 people on board survived, and the last survivor died at age 92 in 2014. He was a 14-year-old assistant on the Hindenburg when it exploded, so now there are no survivors. And you're 104 times more likely to choke to death than die from being struck by lightning. Random facts. An 83-year-old businessman in Europe named Bernard Darty survived the Holocaust as a kid, and he's always been grateful to America for stepping in. So earlier this month, he donated $1 million to help United States vets. Half went to the Wounded Warrior Project, half to the Red Cross. He said he hopes his donation reminds people that it's never too late to give back, even if it's more than 70 years later. Guys, new survey out. Women saying what they want for Christmas. And it isn't all stuff. The number one thing, quality time with loved ones. Oh, next is cash. Then beauty products. Then a vacation. Jewelry, perfume, gift cards. Probably best to ask your honey what she would like. And don't plan to buy it with a bonus. Fewer companies will be sharing the wealth and handing out holiday bonuses this year. Last year, just 30% of companies did not give year-end bonuses of any kind. This year, that number's up to 35%. And even if you do get a bonus, don't expect it to increase. Just 8% of companies who plan to hand out bonuses say they'll give more this year than last. And an email from Aaron Blaylock, volunteer with Amy's Angels. This Friday, 5 to 7, it's the Santa on Skates event at Ramona's Skating Rink in Sister Lakes. Kids and adults can skate around with Santa and his elves. $5 includes rental skates. The prize is given away, and all proceeds go to funding future events to help local families. Like more information, email info@myamiesangels.org or call 269-350-7851. Knucklehead news out of China, where a guy painted a straight arrow in a turn lane on a road last week because he thought it would make his commute faster. Unfortunately for him, the entire thing was caught by a security camera. The road was repainted, and he got a $150 fine. The Daily Buzz. See something I should buzz about? You know what to do. Send it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Fax is 637-2675. Facebook message, fine, and or send me a tweet at SuperHitsPaul. Can drop the info off here at the station as well, across from McFadden's on M140. Podcasts of this and all Daily Buzzes available online at WCSY.com, as well as great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present time, Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.